I think I said on the show last week, you know, Biden's career, he's the second banana. His whole career from the Delaware to now. But suddenly, now that he's got the job, he thinks he's Charlemagne. You know, he just, and he says things like he really thinks that the ocean's going to open because he said he wants it to open. And he thinks he can walk, you know. And once in a while, by the way, he pretends he's running. And I think aides have told him to stop doing that. Do you ever see the Biden trot?
Yes, yes. It's he puts his arms up and
he moves his arms faster than his feet. Yeah. And then smiles and people sort of wince. And then he goes back to attempting a regular walk.
Well, Phil, apropos of Biden, he and Trudeau discovered some common origin or something that...
I have to share this with you. And incidentally, all Canadians, everybody, owe it to their... It should be your national duty. After all, Joe Biden is Canada's president, and he makes all the big decisions. For example, he announced in Parliament, we're going to the moon. We're going to the moon. He repeated about four times. He likes to do that. We're going to the moon. We're going to the moon. You know, like, this is seriously serious. And we're going to take a Canadian with us. Which, you know, he's like, and we have a jump seat. He will be back there. And the Parliament went berserk. Oh, my God. Joe's going to take us to space. And they really ought to worry because we're in close to a war mode. And he's going to take you somewhere else. Two, and you won't be in the back seat because historically they always put the Canadians up front. They say, "Oh, it's you're a wonderful part of the empire. You're so brave and bold, and we all love you. You'll be number one. You will be up front. The Germans are over there," and they get chewed up. Look it up; it's a true story. What was it, Dieppe? Anyway, yes, and Biden did a thing which is starting to get embarrassing. Again, I'm trying to help him out here. I think after we talk about this, they listen, so they're going to change what they're doing. But he said he's Irish, and he knows he and Justin have Irish blood. You know, there's something about it. They're being Irish. Now you remember Mulroney. And Reagan?
Oh, who could ever forget? It was one of the most humiliating moments.
You can try.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Do you remember?
I remember it very well. And I mean, I've never just felt so cringy in my life as when Mulroney was singing When Irish Eyes Are Smiling to Ronald Reagan. And it was,
Deja vu. Did it again.
Well, it worked once, right?
Yeah, but it's embarrassing, right? The Prime Minister of Canada and the President of the United States, Biden did it in front of Parliament. I don't remember whether Justin joined in front of Parliament, but then they had a dinner, I love the internet. You can watch it. And so this is your punishment for the day, even though you were early today. But you have to watch the whole speech by Biden because he likes to do this thing about being Irish. And then he likes to tell you what his Irish grandmother always told him. And then there's always his Irish grandfather who always told him. And you say, you know something? This is not a very serious speech. It's a little silly, you know. And particularly since, after all, they claim to be running the universe. They're number one and little two, little number two. They're running everything. And yet that kind of stuff shows how isolated they are because the rest of the world says, so the Prime Minister of Canada and the President of the United States, in front of cameras, watched, if anybody wants, around the world, they're talking about how they're Irish. And Trudeau's joke was, of course, I too have Irish ancestry. And he says, you know, there are only two kinds of people in the world. There are the Irish and the people who wish they were.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh. And then he said, the other funny one was that they managed to have two, I don't know, you grade these things, grade A, the 1, 2, 3 in movie stars, like the A-list, the B-list. So anyway, we had an actress and an actor. Levy's the only one I can think of, the guy from Schitt's Creek. I can say that on air because it's the name of a show. And I don't give a shit's creek about it first personally. But anyway, Eugene Levy, that's what it is. So Trudeau, again, and the whole world's watching. He says, you know, Canadians, we have a special relationship to America, Joe. He calls him Joe. Joe and Justin. He's Joe. And he says, we look at movies, Hollywood movies, and we see people there, and we have a little secret. We know they're Canadians. And, of course, Joe is turning to his wife. Which ones are Canadians? What the hell is he talking about? But is that really what a prime minister is on? That's on your mind that you want to share with the world? Is it some of the people on the big screen are from here and that it's some sort of a national secret? Which takes me to, I have to mention that, as you know, ISIS, not ISIS, that's very close, isn't it? CSIS.
Yeah, ISIS, CSIS.
Six of one, half of anyway. So CSIS is worried, and they're keeping an eye out primarily for Chinese scientists or people who are from China who are scientists or Chinese origin, and they say that they're protecting Canada because they say that China wants our secrets. And I was thinking, you know, you're going to be sitting in the back seat while Biden takes you for a trip around the moon. You're going to do that. You're going to be there so that they can say you're there. China has space stations, and they go into space a lot, and they actually take other people into space. They have, now the whole world is marveling, they have bullet trains. They have, in recent years, they've built entire modern cities, ground up, complete with everything. They have lifted, the number is staggering, 800 million people out of poverty in the shortest span in human history. They have universities, they have a very advanced technology. And you know what we have? Secrets. I don't know what they are, but I can't imagine China worrying too much about our secrets. And it was Albert Einstein who pointed out when we went through this crazy thing of everybody wants my secrets. Are you looking for my secrets? It's like Mike Myers' old routine of being the kid who says, are you looking at my bum? You know, this is, are you looking for my secrets? You know, in fact, Einstein pointed out when they were talking about the atomic, about nuclear developments and atomic bomb, he said, well, that's making a bomb is more like being a chef. It's not a secret, actually, because science knows the material. It's a question of, you know, putting it together. I had a professor once who talked about Edward Teller. And he says, people call Teller a scientist, but he says, actually, Edward Teller is a nuclear blacksmith. He just, you know, bangs and bangs and puts this thing together. So, but actually, CSIS thinks, and I guess their political masters think, that science could be hidden. You put it under a rock and pretend it's not there and let the foreigner go by, you know. Actually, it's not. That isn't how it works. As a matter of fact, if you don't interact with other scientists, you will fall behind because they're going to be attending discussions and whatnot where the advanced ideas are vetted properly. And the idea, which is part of the chauvinism, the colonialism that marks who we are and why we're doomed, is that we have masters who actually think they've got these things, and we have to keep them from the other guy. Meanwhile, they don't, like in case of Canada, they don't. You can talk about space and not mention why can't we develop a space station? And since we can't, we have to go to our neighbor who can, I guess.
But doesn't have one at the moment.
Doesn't have one now.
Yeah.
Promises to get, promises, I guess. So there we are. We're actually slipping into this superstition and paranoia, which is driving everything now. And we have to speak of it on the Taylor Report. We do a lot of speaking of it, but every other day, two or three of our major news outlets feeds Sinophobia and pushes the idea, the fundamental idea of what is the word Biden was using towards Trudeau? He told him he wanted, the Globe said Biden told Trudeau that we have to decouple from China. And if you look at the world, the actual problem faced by Biden, and thank heavens he doesn't want to address it because he's as crazy as Captain Ahab, and I recommend everybody read Moby Dick. I read it recently, and he is Captain Ahab. He won't listen to anybody. The crew knows he's insane. The first mate says to him, we're supposed to be looking for whales and doing business, but you keep talking about you're going to go get a particular whale. And that whale may kill us. And he says, that's what we're going to do. Captain Ahab's slogan was, dead whale or smashed boat. That's his slogan. And that's Biden. We're number one. We're exceptional. Or it turns out we're wrong and we're going to the bottom attached to a varmint that's going to break our neck. You know, so that's where we are. And they instead of doing what the rest of the world is doing, and here's the news for today, Macron, president of France, is going to be in China day after tomorrow. He's going to be there with the head of the European Union. Whoa, that's interesting. I didn't see that one coming. By the way, meanwhile, we're saying that the people of Iran have turned the corner and they're going to overthrow the government because we have a picture of a demonstration. I got a picture of a demonstration in Paris where more than 1 million Frenchmen wanted to lynch Macron. More than a million. But the media here doesn't find it. And by the way, they seem to be pro-democracy. Nobody calls them that. But they said, look, we had a deal. This was the arrangement. You're ripping it up in front of us. That's not democratic. So the French people are organizing pro-democracy demonstrations. The Globe and Mail, New York Times, Wall Street Journal will never say that massive demonstration in any Western capital, of which there are many, are pro-democracy. They're always either fanatics or extremists, or they'll think of some term. And Brazil, you were sending around a tweet today, Philip, but we're not going to celebrate the tweet. You sent two. Second one was better than the first. But the fact is that Brazil and China are entering an agreement where they're not going to use dollars to engage in heavy trade. And the Congress, what is he, United States Senator from Florida?
Yes, the United States Senator from Florida.
Yes.
Marco Rubio.
Yes, that was the good part, the United States Senator from Florida. Then comes the name Rubio. He says, he seems just hysterical in the sense that he knows this is really bad and he's saying it. He's not sure why it's really bad, but he seems to think it's really bad. And I saw the foreign minister of South Africa today. I urge you to go and look her. She's a very important presence. I like the way she conducts herself. I hate to be a snob, but her sentence construction is really impressive. Have you ever watched
the? Yes, yes.
Oh boy, she says, "Listen, you want us to be excited about the subject of sovereignty in regard to Ukraine. She said, we talk a lot at the United Nations about sovereignty. You never pay any attention. She said, why are we supposed to be so excited over the sovereignty of Ukraine when we're not interested in the sovereignty of Palestine, the Palestinians? And that's called a rhetorical question. But and here, everybody said, oh, I don't want to hear that. Well, good for you. Very good for you, because it's very important that we be isolated. It's very important that we have no friends except Joe, who's going to put us in the rumble seat and take us to the moon, one way or the other, dead whale or smash boat. So that's where we are, with this kind of zaniness. We also have this subject of our favorite. I want to talk, and Phil, I know you read it. I want to talk to you about it a bit. You know, the man who, I know, I'm not sure why I think he's a man. We should call him, I guess, Exhibit X, or a human called X, or whatever. The source, the leaker, the ceaseless leaker. He published in the Globe and Mail his own position recently.
Yeah, well, he votes for Trudeau. That was the one thing that
did he say he voted for Trudeau?
Yeah, he said he voted for Trudeau.
That's
all right. Sorry, he or she, because we don't know.
He's a very confused. This person is very confused, because he said that he worried about. I'm going to stick with he. He worried that about, you know, his conscience. He wrestled with his conscience. Should I leak top secret documents? Should I do that? And he said, and it was a big decision to go to journalists. Should I take this to journalists? I have a point out to him. He didn't go to journalists. You know, when you have a top secret documents, there have been some celebrated cases in history. You don't go to the Globe and Mail. You go to journalists. You just said journalists. Why did you go to a journal dedicated to the removal of the current government? Already you seem to be cheating. You don't know what you're supposed to do. Why not have a press conference? Maybe you could sit there behind the phone as, I'm not going to give my name, but speak to everybody. Put it out for everybody. Instead, this was a designer leak. And every leak that I've seen has a mark of a design on it, political design. And he also said that he's like, is her name Rabel Wilson, the woman who quit the cabinet?
That's right, the former Attorney General. Yeah.
I rarely get things right, so I'm really glad that this moment happened.
Former Attorney General. Who was asked by the Prime Minister to interfere in something that is not supposed to be interfered in.
So he's confused. He did not go to journalists. He actually contacted partisan friends in order to hurt somebody, which proved my old adage, which is a newspaper is a stick to hit somebody with. That's what it is. It's a stick to hit somebody. But anyhow, he compared himself to Rabel Wilson. And he said, you know, she courageously came forward, as I am coming courageously forward. Self, by the way, self-praise is no recommendation. But he's left out something. We don't know who he is. So Mr. X, you know, you're not like her. She put her name on it. She stepped out into the open and said, this is my position. I take my stand like Martin Luther, and I'll take the punishment of whatever comes. This is a guy, it's still in the shadows, and being regarded as a hero when actually he's sharing, as he calls it, top secret information. And as for ceases, they ought to cease. They can't even catch this character. We should say, no, they can't. A month goes by with a guy playing us like a fish, he's playing us, and you can't catch him?
Well, actually, for all we know, the person doesn't even exist.
He may not exist. Yeah. It may be, what do they call it, AI? It may be our first encounter with artificial intelligence. But he's operating on it. It's a very conceited and confused individual. But yes, Phil, you put your finger on the bottom line. The bottom line is, we should treat this guy as this phenomenon is unreal. You don't get to accuse people and hide in the dark. And according to our rules and democracy, you have to step out in the open. You want to accuse somebody? They have, guess what? They have a right to confront you and to see you. And as soon as that person does, it's going to be another balloon shot down because he's going to turn out to be a pompous jackass. This is the Taylor Report. This is Phil Taylor and Phil Conlon, and we're saying goodbye.
Dressmaker, dressmaker, I'm singing at the hall.